在古代的以色列包括今天以色列人他们要 得到地上的迦南地巴勒斯坦地做他们的产业。
The Israelites were promised the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
我们一个基督徒我们要得到将来天国天上的产业。
As Christians, we have the promise of obtaining heaven as our inheritance.
虽然目标不一样但是所要求的却是一样。
Even though the goal is different, but the requirements are the same.
一个很基本的要求就是专心跟从神。
One of the basic requirements is to follow God wholeheartedly.
我们用耶稣雅记的一段记载来做例子。
We will use a passage from the book of Joshua as an example.
我们请看耶稣雅记十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 14.
耶稣雅记十四章十二节。
Joshua chapter 14 verse 12。
加勒对耶稣雅说：“求你将主那日应许我的这山地给我。”
Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day.
这是加勒对耶稣雅的请求。
This is what Caleb asked of Joshua.
他要得着在迦南地的一块地。
He would like to obtain this piece of land in Canaan.
接下来说，那里有亚纳族人，并有宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者主照他应许与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
And he continues, for you have heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
加勒所要的那一块山地是一块最好的地方。
The mountain, the piece of land in the mountain that Caleb had asked is one of the best lands.
最好的地方也是最不容易得到的地方。
And the best land is the most difficult to obtain.
这是我们也是我们应该有的志向我们要得着最好的。
And this should be our goal that we want the best.
所以我们一定要得着永生的天国。
So we want theOur internal life in heaven.
所以我们必须知道这个最基本的要求，专心来跟从神。
So we need to know this most basic requirement that we have to follow God wholeheartedly.
十三节，于是耶稣雅为耶伯尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。
Verse 13, and Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh.As an inheritance.
那一块地也叫做希伯伦。
The piece of land is also called Hebron.
十四节，所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶伯尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从主以色列的神。
Verse 14, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord.God of Israel.
这个加勒他真的得着了希伯伦做他的产业。
Caleb truly inherited Hebron.
那其中很重要的就是因为他专心跟从主以色列的神。
And it's because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord God of Israel.
有了迦南地的产业，他们才能够有安定的家庭。
Only when they obtain a piece of land as inheritance in Canaan can they have peace in their family.
他们才能够有他们的儿女。
Only then can they have children.
这个家，这个儿女也都是神所赐给人的产业。
And this family and children are also inheritance from God.
他必须建立在有一个这个得着神所应许的迦南地。
And it has to be built upon having a land in the promised land of Canaan.
在我们为永生的天国努力的时候，神也要将其他的产业来赐给我们。
So while we strive to have the inheritance of heaven, God is also giving us other inheritance.
我们在信仰上努力，这常常跟我们家庭的美好幸福有关系。
When we strive in our faith, it often relates to how our family is.
我们在信仰上努力，这也常常会大大的影响到我们对儿女的抚养跟教育。
And the way we strive in our faith also affects how we teach our children.
所以加勒 他专心跟从神，这给我们一个很好的思想学习的一个方向。
So we can learn from Caleb who followed God wholeheartedly.
好，为什么必须要专心来跟随主？
Why do we have to wholeheartedly follow the Lord?
好，我们知道在生活当中常常有第二好的在跟第一好的来对抗。
We know in life that oftentimes the second best is often fighting with the best.
甚至最不好的跟最好的在互相对抗。
Even the worst sometimes fights with the best.
我们人的一个软弱就是我们常常心怀恶意。
And one of the weaknesses of men is that they are indecisive.
我们知道什么是最好的。
We know what is best.
但是我们常常又很容易让第二好的、最不好的来影响我们。
But oftentimes we let the second best or even the worst to influence us.
以色列人知道迦南地是神所要赐给他们流奶与蜜的地方。
The Israelites knew that Canaan was the promised land.
但是当他们没有办法专心跟从神的时候
，But when they cannot follow God wholeheartedly，
他们还会常常想到说回埃及这件最不好的事情。
They often think to return back to Egypt, which is the worst.
他们还常常想着这个最不好的。
And they oftentimes think about the worst.
所以加勒的这种专心跟从神就显得非常的重要，非常的突出。
So in contrast, we can see how important it is that Caleb followed God wholeheartedly.
我们也常常知道说我们必须要有神来带领我们。
And we know that we need God to guide us.
那如何才能够真正得到神的引领？
So how can we get the guidance from God?
就是这个简单的事情，专心跟从神。
It's very simple that we have to follow God wholeheartedly.
简单不一定我们做得到。
It's simple, but it doesn't mean that we can necessarily do it.
简单不一定就没有阻挡，没有困难。
It's simple, but that does not imply that there's no hindrance.
但是只要我们心向着神，神一定会让我们学会的。
But as long as we direct our heart toward God, God will help us to learn.
我们请看撒母耳记上三十章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章。
1 Samuel chapter 30.
大卫在成为国王的过程当中，他需要神的带领。
While David was becoming king, he needed the guidance from God.
神也真的一直在带领他。
And God truly led him the whole way.
但是有一次他非常的危险。
But one time he was in a dangerous situation.
这个危险会影响到他是不是能够成为国王。
And this danger would affect whether he becomes king or not.
他为什么落入那个危险？
Why did he fall into this danger?
在那段时间里头，他并没有专心的跟从神。
It's because during that period of time, he did not follow God wholeheartedly.
等到他又回到了专心跟从神这一条道路。
But when he returned and continued on the path of following God wholeheartedly,
他就重新的得到神的带领。
He regained the guidance from God.
撒母耳记上三十章第六节。
Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6.
第六节讲到，在危急的当中，跟随大卫的这些人，甚至有人想要拿石头来打大卫。
Here described that David was in greatly distress because the people wanted to stone him.
大卫是他们的首领，大卫是他们所尊敬的。
David was their leader, someone they respected.
在这个危急的当中，这些人都非常愤怒的。拿石头要打大卫。
But during this difficult time, they were mad enough to want to stone him.
第六节最后一句话说，大卫却依靠主他的神，心里坚固。
But the second half of verse 6 says, But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
这个实际的情况告诉大卫，你必须要回到那个最简单、最重要的那一条道路。
Looking at his reality, David knew that he had to return to the simple path.
所以大卫赶紧的回到这一条简单的道路，这个专心的跟随神。
So he hurried and returned back to the path, the simple path of following God wholeheartedly.
接下来第七节、第八节，神就回应了大卫的求问。
And then in verse 7 and 8, God responded to David.
神就在这危急当中，神就引领他，你应该怎么走，怎么做。
In this time of difficulty, God led him on how to do it, what to do.
所以从这些例子，我们知道专心跟从神是简单而最重要的。
So from these examples, we know that following God wholeheartedly is the most simple and important thing to do.
接下来我们来想想看，那什么叫做专心跟从神？
Now let's continue and think about what does it mean to follow God wholeheartedly.
我们请看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节，你要专心仰赖神，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
第六节，在你一切所行的事上要认定他，他必指引你的路。
6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
第七节，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏主，远离恶事。
7. Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil.
我们用这三节，我们来学习什么叫做专心跟从神。
We will learn from these three verses what it means to follow God wholeheartedly.
第一个，这里告诉我们说不要依靠自己的聪明。
First, it tells us not to lean on our own understanding.
这聪明有时候是我们与生俱来的的一种神给我们的神给我们的恩赐。
This understanding it could be a talent that God has given us that we were born with.
在我们的生活当中，因为我们的聪明所以呢让我们能够顺利，让我们能够成功。
That in our lives because we were smart that we had it easy and smooth.
是的，在生活当中我们需要有聪明。
Truly, in our daily lives, we need to have to be smart.
但是呢，这个不能够依靠聪明胜过依靠神。
But we cannot rely on our being smart more than we rely on God.
我们必须要承认说，我们有聪明，但是它很有限。
We have to acknowledge that yes, our being street smart can help us, but it's limited.
我们必须承认我们有聪明，但是我们的聪明里头常常是有瑕疵的，有缺失的。
That yes, we do have it, but it's blemished.
那也因为这样子我们需要有信仰，需要有神的教训。
And because of this, we need our faith and we need God's teachings.
这大卫他能够成为一个王，肯定他应该是也是一个聪明的人。
David was able to become a king, so it shows that he must be a smart man as well.
人的聪明常常就反映在我们对事情的判断。
And oftentimes we reflect our smart is being reflected on our judgment.
我们的聪明反映在我们对事情我们的那一种很机警。
And it reflects on how alert we are to matters.
但是我必须再讲一次，人的聪明常常是有瑕疵的。
But again, our understanding may have blemishes.
所以一个有信仰的人，他不能够只依靠聪明。
So for someone with faith, they cannot rely on just their understanding.
他必须更加的依靠神。
They have to rely on God even more.
我刚才讲到，为什么大卫要当王之前，他落入一个最大的危险。
Just now we mentioned how before David became king, he was in danger.
因为他只在那段时间，他只依靠他的聪明。
Because during that period of time, he only relied on his own understanding.
在人来看，的确那是一个非常聪明的做法。
In man's perspective, that was a smart move.
我们请看撒母耳记上二十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 27.
撒母耳记上二十七章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 27 verse 1.
第一节，大卫心里说，必有一日我死在扫罗手里，不如逃奔非利士地去。扫罗见我不在以色列境内，就必绝望，不再寻索我，这样我可以脱离他的手。
And David said in his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of me and seek me no more in any part of Israel, so I shall escape out of his hand.
这个扫罗他紧追着大卫不放。
Saul kept on pursuing after David.
所以大卫躲避这个扫罗，他也躲避得非常辛苦。
So David was having a hard time trying to run away from Saul.
在这个时候，他就用自己的聪明想一个方法。
So he relied on his own understanding and thought of a way out.
非利士地看起来好像也是一个危险的地方。
The land of Philistines seemed like a dangerous place as well.
因为非利士人是以色列人的对敌。
Because Philistines were the enemies of the Israelites.
但有时候最危险的地方是最安全的地方。
But sometimes the most dangerous place is the safest place.
那大卫他也算准了非利士王不会伤害他。
And David was counting on the king of Philistine would not kill him.
因为非利士王他会想要得着大卫这一个人。
Because the king of Philistine will want to have David on his.
非利士王如果有大卫来帮助他，那他一定更强盛。
Because if David were to help with the king of Philistine, it will help his kingdom more stronger.
大卫到非利士地看起来是一件危险的事情。
So it seems that David going to the land of the Philistines was a dangerous thing.
但是根据他的聪明，他已经计算过了那里。是危险的，但是对眼前的他来讲是最安全的。
But according to his own understanding, David calculated and believed this most dangerous place would be the safest place for him.
所以他没有求问神，也就是他没有依靠神。
So he didn't ask God, which also means that he did not rely on God.
他就到非利士地去，好像照着他的计划啊，这样来实现。
So he went according to his plan and went to the land of Philistines.
真的，扫罗王就不再追他了。
And indeed, King Saul stopped pursuing him.
好像他就平安了。
And it seemed that he was safe.
但是事实上，他落入一个最大的危险。
But in reality, he faced the greatest danger.
所以什么叫做专心跟随跟从神。
So what does it mean to follow God wholeheartedly?
第一个，感谢神是给我们聪明，但是不能够只依靠聪明。
First, thanking God for giving us understanding, but not relying on it.
第二个，在凡事上要认定他，就是要尊重神。
Second, in all things to acknowledge God, which is to respect God.
基本上大卫的一生，大部分的时候他都是专心的在跟从神。
During most of his life, David relied on God.
因为他认定神，他尊重神。
Because he acknowledged God and he respected God.
什么叫做尊重神？
What does it mean to respect God?
从大卫的身上，从加勒的身上，我们可以看到几点。
From David and Caleb, we can see a few things.
他们很看重神的名。
One, they place emphasis upon the name of God.
为什么大卫说让我去跟哥利亚征战？
Why did David say, "Let me fight with Goliath"?
因为怎么能够让这个没有受割礼的人来辱骂神的名？
Because how can this uncircumcised person blaspheme the name of God?
他们都尊重神，就是他们看重神的国。
So they respect God and they look heavily upon the kingdom of God.
要让这个神的旨意能够行在神的国度里头。
So that the will of God may be upon the kingdom of God.
所以当时的加勒说，我们不能够回迦南地去，那个埃及地去。
That is why Caleb said we cannot return to the land of Egypt.
神的旨意是要让我们进入迦南地。
The will of God is for us to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们要看重神的国，我们要去得着神的国。
We have to obtain the kingdom of God.
这样子我们才能够真的在危险当中安心的、踏实的来走我们的每一步路。
Only then can we have a calm heart to walk our path in danger.
当时以色列人要进入迦南地，他们面对困难。
For the Israelites, when they were about to enter into the land of Canaan, they were facing dangers.
这个包括加勒、耶稣亚，他们面对同样的困难。
People like Joshua and Caleb, they faced the same danger.
但是他们心中却是很笃定的，很平安的。
But in their heart, they had peace and they knew what they were doing.
靠着神，很有自信的说，我们现在就进去。
and relying on God, they had the faith that we will enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他们尊重神，所以他们一直得到神的保守。
And because they respect God, they had the protection of God.
所以跟耶稣亚加勒同时代的人，就只有他们两个人进入了迦南地。
And that is why, in his their generation, only Caleb and Joshua entered the land of Canaan.
因为他们尊重神，神就看重他们，神就保守他们。
Because they respected God, God looked heavily on them and protected them.
所以他们就能够得着了他们的产业。
And that is why they were able to obtain their inheritance.
什么叫做专心跟从神？
What does it mean to follow God wholeheartedly?
从箴言的勉励里头告诉我们说，不要自以为有智慧。
And in Proverbs, it tells us to not be wise in our own eyes.
智慧也是我们生活当中很重要的一个项目。
Wisdom is also something very necessary in our lives.
智慧也是神应许要赐给我们的。
And wisdom is something that God promised to give us.
但是我们知道有两种的智慧。
But we know that there's two kinds of wisdom.
一种是从神来的，从天上来的。
One is from God.
一种是这个世界上的地上的智慧。
One is the wisdom in the material world.
我们人很容易的依靠这个地上的智慧。
And for men, it's very easy to rely on their worldly wisdom.
而且还自以为说我拥有智慧。
And they think that they are wise.
结果呢，就不能够得到神的带领。
But as a result, they would not be able to obtain the guidance from God.
有时候智慧是从生活的经验来的。
Oftentimes, wisdom comes from our experiences in life.
从我们地上的经验而累积的知识跟智慧。
Our worldly experiences gives us our worldly wisdom and knowledge.
这些来处理人的事情应该也蛮不错的，很好用。
And they're probably pretty useful in treating interpersonal relationships.
但是不要用人的智慧来处理信仰的事情。
But you shouldn't use our worldly wisdom to deal with our faith.
我们请看耶稣雅记第九章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 9.
耶稣雅记九章十四节
，Joshua chapter 9 verse 14。
十四节，以色列人受了他们的他们些食物，并没有求问神。
Then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord.
其实这是一个很重要的要决定的事情。
This was actually an important decision.
因为他们才进入迦南地没有多久的时间。
They had just entered the land of Canaan.
虽然他们一直都在打，都打胜仗。
Even though they were victorious in all their battles.
但是实际上，他们对整个环境，他们还不是真的很了解。
But they were not very familiar with their surroundings.
结果这里说，他们就做下了决定。
Here it says that they have made a decision.
他们没有求问神，就是没有依靠神。
But they did not ask counsel of the Lord, which means they did not rely on God.
那我们知道，这就是为什么。后来迦南地里头还有外族人跟以色列人混杂在一起。
And this is why down the line the land of Canaan still had the Gentiles scattered amongst the Israelites.
那这个跟外族人的混杂带给他们以后很长时间的那种生活的痛。
And this mix brought them much pain in their future.
他们就是自以为有智慧。
They thought that they were wise.
根据我们的判断我们可以来做这个决定。
According to their reading, they believe they are making the best decision.
他们正在处理怎样的事情？
So what kind of circumstance were they under?
他们正在处理神国的事情。
They were trying to take care of matters of the kingdom of God.
因为占领迦南地，这是神的应许，这是神国的事。
Because conquering the land of Canaan is a promise from God. It has to do with the kingdom of God.
所以不能够自以为有智慧，是应该要求问神的。
So they cannot be wise in their own eyes. They should have seek the counsel of the Lord.
那我们如何得着从上头来的智慧？
So how can we obtain wisdom from God?
诗篇119篇反复的告诉我们，从神的教导、神的教训里头，我们来领受智慧。
Psalm 119 repeats itself that we obtain wisdom of God from His Word.
什么叫做专心跟从神？
What does it mean to follow God wholeheartedly?
箴言第三章告诉我们，就是我们要努力的敬畏神，远离恶事。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7 tells us to fear the Lord and depart from evil.
一个敬畏神的人，他就必须要成为一个远离恶事的人。
Someone who fears God must depart from evil.
如果敬畏神但没有远离恶事，那这是一个很大的缺失。
If they fear God but does not depart evil, it's very lacking.
看起来这两个应该是冲突的。不会存在一起的。
It's contradicting and it would not exist.
但是事实上是存在我们的真实的信仰生活里头。
But oftentimes it does exist in our journey of faith.
我们是敬畏神的。
We do fear God.
但是或多或少的，我们的生活当中还存在着一些邪恶。
But more or less in our lives there are some evil.
甚至是很大的邪恶。
Sometimes it's a great evil.
我昨天讲到，我们人有一个特性，我们常常会自我解释。
I mentioned yesterday that we have this characteristic that we can try to justify ourselves.
明明是不对的事情，我们可以把它解释成这是合理的。
Something that's very obviously wrong, we can reason our way that it's.Okay.
因为这样子让我们是敬畏神的，但是没有远离恶事。
And because of that, we are often people who fear God but does not depart from evil.
我们请看一个例子，《列王记下》第八章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 8.
《列王记下》第八章十七节。
2 Kings chapter 8 verse 17.
十七节，耶兰登基的时候年32岁，在耶路撒冷作王8年。
He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem.
这是耶西亚王，一个很好的王，很敬畏神的王的儿子。
This is the king of
Josiah.
Josiah, who was a great king.
耶兰是耶西亚的儿子。
This is the son of a great king.
17节，耶兰登18节，他行以色列诸王所行的恶，与亚哈家一样。因为他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。
And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
耶西亚王是一个敬畏神的王。
King Jehoshaphat was a God-fearing king.
但是他让他的儿子耶兰是娶了亚哈的女儿。
But he allowed his son to marry the daughter of Ahab.
这是一个例子，一个敬畏神的人，他并没有在生活当中，他没有完全的远离恶事。
This is an example of someone who is God-fearing but does not depart from evil completely.
所以就显示出他并没有专心的跟从神。
And it shows that he does not follow God wholeheartedly.
所以在生活当中，他就会常常缺少了神真正的带领。
So in his life, God's guidance is sometimes missing.
要专心的跟从神，这是最容易也最重要的。
So to follow God wholeheartedly is the most simple and important thing.
但是它是会有阻挡的，会有挑战的。
But there are challenges and obstacles.
所以我们要求神赐给我们像加勒他们那样子坚定不移动的信心。
So we have to ask God to give us faith like Caleb that does not move.
让我们能够胜过魔鬼的诡计
，so that we can overcome the tricks of Satan.
我们才能够胜过自己的软弱
，so that we can overcome our own weaknesses.
我们也才能够胜过从世界来的这个试探
，and we can overcome the temptations from the world.
那我们才能够真正的来得着产业
，only then can we truly obtain our inheritance.
不要因为有时候是少数而退缩。
To not retreat when we're the minority.
当时的加勒只有他跟耶稣亚，他们是少数。
In their time, Caleb and Joshua were the only two, so they were the minority.
在那困难的当中，他们还是坚持专心跟从神。
But in that difficult time, they still held on and followed God wholeheartedly.
同样的，生活不会一直都是困苦的。
Likewise, life will not always be difficult.
所以在平顺的时候，我们还是要专心的跟从神。
So even in times of peace, we still have to follow God wholeheartedly.
这样子，加勒他真正的得着了 他的产业。
Thus, Caleb obtained his inheritance.
啊，相信我们跟从他的脚中，我们也能够真正的得到将来天国的产业。
If we follow in his footsteps, we will obtain the heavenly inheritance in the future.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
啊，我们很快的哈，就马上进行我们。我们的信徒大会。
We will now hold our general congregation meeting.